Excessive parenting isn't beneficial for your kids. When it comes to parenting, having too much of a good thing is possible. Overeager parents, often called helicopter parents, are everywhere. This term, from the 1990s, describes parents who constantly hover over their children instead of helping them become independent. Nowadays, this has become normal parenting, but it's not beneficial at all. Back in 1981, the abduction and murder of 6-year-old Adam Walsh shocked the nation. A popular movie based on this event created widespread fear among parents in the U.S. Suddenly, parenting shifted from preparing children for life to protecting them from it. The impact of helicopter parenting. There's a lot to be scared of: accidents, illnesses, strangers, all potentially dangerous. However, many of these fears are irrational. For example, it's more likely for a child to die in a horse riding accident than to be kidnapped. Fear isn't the only thing driving helicopter parents. They also believe that micromanaging their kids will lead to better future opportunities. That's why they tightly control their children's extracurricular activities. While kids with helicopter parents might get into good schools or big companies, they're often not ready for real-life challenges. Helicopter parenting seeks to achieve goals deemed important by parents. However, these priorities may not always align with their children's happiness. Such parenting is also driven by a lack of trust in existing systems. Many parents find schools ineffective and intervene excessively, aiming to secure top college placements, resorting even to hiring lawyers over grades. While caring for your child is crucial, helicopter parenting often crosses reasonable bounds, leading to significant repercussions. Overparenting causes kids to face psychological issues and drug abuse. Kids need to learn basic life skills, such as managing commitments and deadlines, talking to strangers, and taking care of a household. Unfortunately, many kids who grew up with helicopter parents lack these skills when they go to college. The negative effects of helicopter parenting go beyond just missing life skills; they can lead to deeper psychological issues. A 2013 study by the American College Health Association found that 83.4% of college freshmen felt overwhelmed by their obligations, and 8% even considered suicide. While not all of this can be blamed on overparenting, it does contribute to young adults feeling unprepared to handle life's challenges. When parents do everything for their kids, the kids don't gain confidence in their abilities. The impact of unrealistic expectations on children. Many parents don't share their struggles with their children, only their successes. This makes kids think they must meet unrealistic expectations and feel stressed when they can't. Combined with a lack of resilience and freedom, this creates big problems. Consequently, we overdiagnose and overmedicate kids to boost their performance. For instance, 11% of American kids have been diagnosed with ADHD, and 6.1% take medication for it. This overdiagnosis happens partly because kids with ADHD get extra test time and performance-enhancing meds. Many parents seek this diagnosis to help their children perform better. These drugs are also used by college students to cope with high expectations. Overparenting hinders kids' job-finding ability later in life. Overparenting doesn't just affect kids when they're young, it can impact them well into adulthood. For instance, adults who experienced helicopter parenting often struggle with job prospects. Employers seek mature individuals who can assess risks, persist, and complete tasks independently, qualities often lacking in overparented individuals. Some overly involved parents even interfere with their children's jobs by calling their bosses to address issues. However, once their kids are working, parents should limit themselves to offering moral support. Overparenting affects parents too. Helicopter parents are so focused on ensuring everything goes perfectly for their children that they often feel perpetually exhausted and depressed, fearing they aren't doing enough. These parents tend to view their children's actions, from their attire to their achievements, as direct reflections of themselves. The impact of helicopter parenting on children's success. When parents use their kids to boost their egos, they feel they must be heavily involved. This means they can't allow their children to be independent. This intense involvement is driven by the desire for success in a flawed higher education system. With everyone aiming for the same colleges, students need perfect grades and test scores. The competition is so tight that daily performance matters more than raw intelligence. Helicopter parents' focus on SAT scores is misguided. SAT scores are more about socioeconomic status than intelligence. Those who can afford prep courses and multiple tests get the highest scores. Thus, The SAT is not a good measure of college readiness. So far, we've seen what not to do as parents. Next, we'll explore strategies that truly prepare kids for success. Be an authoritative parent, not an authoritarian. Do you have a parenting style? While we all like to think we're unique in raising our kids, parenting methods generally fall into four categories. 1. Authoritarian parenting. These parents are strict and expect obedience without explaining their actions. This style is demanding and unresponsive. 2. Permissive/indulgent parenting. These parents meet every need and comply with every request. They avoid setting rules and expectations, making them undemanding yet responsive. 3. Neglectful parenting. These parents are uninvolved in their child's life, both emotionally and often physically. They are undemanding and unresponsive. 4. Authoritative parenting. The ideal style involves being both demanding and responsive, setting clear expectations while being supportive. This is the style every parent should aim for. Effective authoritative parenting. Authoritative parents are demanding but also supportive. They set high standards and clear expectations, with consequences for breaking the rules. Yet, they are emotionally supportive and responsive to their children's needs. They explain their rules, allow their children to explore and fail, and encourage independent decision-making. This style mixes strictness with freedom, blending authoritarian and permissive approaches. Authoritative parents treat their kids as independent thinkers, explain rules, and accept their imperfections. This approach helps raise independent young adults. Great parents teach life skills, hard work, and value playtime. Children's needs change as they grow, but they should always be allowed to be kids. Playtime is crucial and should be unstructured, spontaneous, and based on the child's choices, not the parents. Play allows children to develop by trying new things, testing ideas, and observing their surroundings. They need some freedom to do this effectively. Also, children see their parents as role models, so parents need to show that they enjoy relaxing and spending time with friends too. Play remains crucial in later childhood for skill building and competency development. Montessori schools capitalize on this by integrating play into their curriculum. However, child development isn't just about play. Children must also learn independent thinking and the value of hard work. Unfortunately, schools today focus too much on teaching facts and not enough on promoting critical thinking. Children should aim to excel in school while also critically reflecting on their learning. Engage and teach kids effectively. While it's tempting to simply share your wisdom with your children, it's important to resist this urge and engage them in dialogue. Let them express their thoughts in school or with others. Allow them to form their views and use their reasoning rather than just completing tasks or memorizing facts. Additionally, kids shouldn't just be told they can achieve anything. They need to understand the importance of hard work to reach their goals. This can be taught through simple responsibilities, like chores, which help them learn to complete tasks for everyone's benefit. It also develops autonomy, perseverance, and accountability, as they can see the results of their efforts. Truly listen to your children. Let them find their path. Children aren't meant to follow a preset path. Each child is unique, with their passions and goals. As parents, our role is to help them discover these interests. Kids need a sense of purpose and the freedom to choose their direction. Parents, especially well-educated ones, often value their children's intellect over their true interests. If a child has the brains to be a doctor but prefers plumbing, they'll never be a happy or successful physician. Helping kids find their passions involves teaching them to trust their instincts. Parents need to step back, recognize their children's true selves, and let them pursue what interests them, not just what they're good at. Kids will put effort into things they enjoy. For them to succeed, you must teach them to find their paths. These lessons aren't only for young children but also apply to choosing a college. If your child doesn't get into Yale, it's okay. Neither you nor your child should see this as a failure. There are many excellent colleges with diverse strengths in different fields. Help your child find a college that fits their needs, not just one that's prestigious. Reclaim time and support your new parenting style. Many parents focus solely on their children, but they need to remember they have their own lives to care for too. Studies show that kids see their parents as heroes. However, many parents today feel stressed, unhappy, and unfulfilled, which needs to change for both their sake and their child's. Adults should manage their basic needs and make time to relax. Helicopter parents, obsessed with every detail of their child's life, often fail at both. Authoritative parenting can help parents become adults again by finding their passions, learning to say no, and prioritizing their health and wellness. Balanced parenting for healthier, happier families. For children to find their purpose, they need happy, healthy parents who live balanced lives. For example, instead of attending all your kids' football games, participate in a sport you enjoy. Your child will be just as happy, and you'll be a fitter, better parent. Adjusting to this new parenting style can be tough. You might be the only parent not at every game, and others might claim this is why their child got into Harvard and yours didn't. Don't stay silent. Explain why authoritative parenting works. Some may not agree, so it's useful to find a community of like-minded parents. Many online groups support independence over packed schedules, preferring kids to pursue their interests. Key points 1. Overprotective parenting can hinder children's independence and life readiness. 2. Fear and pressure for success often drive excessive parental control, creating stress for kids. 3. Helicopter parenting may cause children to lack resilience, life skills, and mental health stability. 4. Unrealistic expectations can lead to overdiagnosis, medication, and performance anxiety in kids. 5. Balanced parenting focuses on setting clear rules, teaching independence, and nurturing growth. 6. Encouraging play, hard work, and autonomy help children develop skills and discover passions. 7. Happy, healthy parents who model balance and freedom raise more successful, well-rounded kids.